This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A feature of early pandemic was liberalizing alcohol regulation so that people could walk up to a bar and get a drink to go. In New York, we now see people strolling down the sidewalk, and it ain't apple juice in there. What was temporary is now being made permanent in New York and in some other parts of the country, allowing bars and restaurants to sell not just food, but drinks as takeout. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
Like a lot of restaurant owners, Kelly Bush has seen takeout become a bigger part of her business.
We actually have somebody on Friday nights just doing the phones for takeout.
She owns two spots, Union Tavern and Marshall Street Bar and Grill, in Rochester, New York. And up until June of last year, when it was legal to sell to-go drinks, alcohol made up a quarter of takeout sales.
It was enough to cover, like, our guest electric bill. Like, little things like that were huge.
She says she can't wait to put drinks back on her takeout menu if a new law allows the sale of to-go drinks to become permanent. And she's not alone. Mike Watley at the National Restaurant Association says takeout is here to stay. And if laws aren't passed, restaurants will lose out on high-profit alcohol sales.
Behavior is very sticky, and people have trends and habits they're going to keep, and they like having restaurant food in the comfort of their homes.
Currently, 31 states plus the District of Columbia have temporary or permanent to-go laws. Kevin Kosar is a senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and has written books about liquor history in the U.S. He says the past 2 years have seen some of the biggest updates to laws since Prohibition.
Changes to the drinks industry tend to proceed slowly.
He says arguments against loosening liquor laws aren't usually about public health, but about competition within the industry. For instance, liquor stores have lobbied against restaurants selling to-go cocktails during the pandemic. But Kosar says in the long run, governments tend to relax liquor laws because they're a boon to local economies.
States are always hungry for more tax revenue.
Especially now. In the past several years, more states have also softened or abolished blue laws, which ban alcohol sales on Sundays. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.